Hello everyone, this is Aditya Mehta and I welcome you all to yet another episode of Podcast on Personality Development, where we dive into the amazing journeys of remarkable individuals who have mastered the art of personal growth. In today's episode, we have one such artist with us. She is a professional singer and a trailblazer who have shattered the stereotypes and redefined the standards of beauty. She is not just a face, but a force to be reckoned with. Being the plus size Miss India International 2023 winner, she has challenged the conventional notions of beauty and proven that confidence knows no size. But that's not all. Her voice transcends boundaries, not only as a captivating singer, but also as a voiceover artist, landing her talent in different platforms and projects. But what sets her apart is her dedication to empower fellow artists. She helps artists to conquer their stage fear. But before starting with today's episode, I would like to thank our sponsor of today's show, New Image Consulting. They are dedicated to help corporates and individuals alike to build their personal brand and live the life to the fullest. So grab your headphones and get ready to dive into the journey of Vrisha Datta. Hey Vrisha, how are you doing today?
Hello Aditya, thank you for having me here and I'm having a wonderful day. So excited to chat with a friend on a podcast. I mean, this is my first visual podcast, I think. So thank you for having me firstly and thank you for that beautiful introduction. I feel like using that like as an entry for my show every time. I'm going to use that audio. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for the kind words, but you really deserved that introduction, being able to do so many things at once. So I thought I am the only one doing it, but there are many people out there who does that. So thank you so much for reminding me that, I would say. And thank you so much for taking out your valuable time to be a part of this show. I really, really appreciate it. And tell me, like, how do you feel being a part of first visual podcast?
I mean, the fact that I'm here with somebody I know and familiar with makes it a lot easier. But I was honestly petrified. You remember how many times I've told you, what are the questions you'll ask? And you, like an ideal podcaster, did not let me know what the questions are going to be so that this can be organic. So I left the universe that this will go how it has to go. And anyways, I think my flow in everything that I do, be it with my music, artistry, creativity, teaching students, or anything audiovisual, is very organic. So I thought this blends in with the theme of just being authentic and organic. So that's what we'll roll with, I guess, today.
That's completely fine. And I'm very excited to know about your journey, especially, you know, being a plus size model. I mean, most of the people would be, you know, somewhere in the place of insecurity.
Right.
Okay. But you have shattered all those stereotypes, okay, and created a new beauty standard. I've already mentioned that in my introduction. But I'm very curious to know about that journey. But before that, I would also like to ask you organically about how does your singing journey has started and who was your guru and how did it all started?
Amazing. So actually the two questions that you ask are kind of interconnected because it is my music that eventually led to plus size modeling organically.
Okay. Wonderful.
So it's not something that I had thought out, but it is something where life beautifully takes you somewhere, right? Because at the crux of it is something that I always wanted to stand for with my musicality, with my artistry, because I believe every artist has a driving force and there has to be a purpose for your art. which is beyond just being an entertainer.
Right.
It has to make a shift. It has to somewhere make a difference,
mm-hmm.
add value to people's lives.
Yeah.
And something that I stand for very strongly is inclusivity and authenticity.
Right.
So that's been the discourse of my life. That's been the discourse of music. That's been my journey. And that's been also plus size modeling and how that happened. Because, okay, because you asked about my musical singing. Journey.
Yeah.
So, as you know, I come from a Bengali family.
Yeah.
And especially with Bengalis and South Indians, I mean, all of India for that matter, we're very creatively inclined and colorful people in general.
Yes.
But art is especially supported, you know, every Bengali household, you'll find a harmonium.
Mm.
Or South Indian families have one or the other child who does some classical dance. So art and performing art especially was always sort of supported in the family, though because I hailed from a middle class family, they were also very academically driven. So like any other Indian household, they wanted me to excel in education,
right.
and then maybe take up this profession. So my mom is actually a trained musician. She has done MA in music, and to wo mere genes mein somewhere it was there. But when she made a shift in Mumbai with my father, because he worked in the airport, central government,
right.
and she wanted to pursue music, unke era mein itna zyada mahilaon ko protsahan nahi milta tha for these things. So she had to hustle a lot, which is why she was not very excited about me pursuing music initially. But again, I was always pushed to be on stage, because that is where I felt my alter ego sort of shown. Innately, I was always slightly introverted because I used to stammer.
Okay.
And I found solace on stage because I thought that is one space where I'm not judged. That is one space where I can be completely authentically myself. And that became my alter ego personality. So when they saw that this comes to me naturally, they did not stop me. It was just that कि पैसे आप एक डिग्री कंप्लीट कर लो, एक बैकअप रेडी कर लो, लाइक एनी अदर सर्विस इंडस्ट्री फैमिली, उसके बाद आप म्यूजिक परस्यू करो. एंड आई वॉज नॉट ट्रेंड एकदम बचपन से, मोर ऑफ अ सेल्फ टॉट पर्सन, अगेन बिकॉज आई वॉज पुश्ड एकेडमिकली अलॉट मोर. But Suleimani Keeda, when it is in you, you know, you can't stop it from happening. My school played a pivotal role in sort of shaping me as an artist. My school was 10 steps ahead. Bombay Cambridge School was 10 steps ahead in terms of pushing their students for extracurricular activities. And though they always made sure that we complete our education, get the right, you know, margdarshan, that as they say, they sent us for inter-school competitions, state level, national level. And the music teachers in school were the ones who sort of groomed us. We used to practice every song for a month, practice with harmony notes. So I didn't realize it back then. I didn't value it as much. But now I know what it has done to me. So yeah. I have to give it to my school music teachers, Mandar sir, Milin sir, for shaping the musician in me.
Right.
And then I took that legacy ahead sort of in college, where again, I felt like a misfit. I was in Mithibai College, and you have all these celebrity kids who are a part. So it was a big culture shock for me. But how do you stand out in a place like that? You stand out through your art. You stand out through your talent.
Right.
So I started going for inter-school and inter-collegiate competitions. And mind you, I have always been a nervous wreck. Till date, it's been like, what, 14, 15 years of performing on stage. I still get anxious. I still have butterflies in my tummy. But somehow, because I've learned my ways through practices that helps you center yourself in the course of being in college competitions is why I am the performer that I am on stage now.
Right.
So again, with college, it was a blessing in disguise. I was that student who was also doing a part-time job, who did not go out partying. I was attending college lectures in the morning, then afternoon I did animation classes, and evening I used to work in Prithvi Theatre. We used to do musical plays. So whenever you know, you are a part of a theatre group, aapki ek overall grooming training bahut alag ho jati hai. And you are amongst the best of the best. So you are exposed to the best. So your benchmark is high right in the beginning.
Right.
And that is what groomed and shaped me. We used to do musical plays. Hum acting karte the, set designing karte the, likhte the khud, posters khud design karte the, perform karte the, acting karte the. So I think that is where the performer in me was groomed.
Right.
And because I started going for intercollegiate competitions, I won a few.
Of course.
And then I got noticed by the judges. Luckily, it was Band of Boys.
Oh.
And so they called me in for my first proper audition, which was for Disney.
Wow.
मैंने बोला चलो try कर लेते हैं. बहुत ज़्यादा ऐसे hopes लेकर नहीं गई थी. But I got through the audition, and that happened to be my first big break in music, where I sang for High School Musical 3 Hindi in the voice of Vanessa Hudgens. And वहाँ पर ही आ गया voice overs, because पूरे movie में आपको voice overs भी करना था. तो that is how it, like I told you, how organically, you know, I just went for competition, they happened to see me, they auditioned, and this is how it fell in place. And when this finally happened and my degree also completed, then my parents were like, okay, you're good to go, pursue music.
Wow.
So that's been the entry of my musical journey.
Amazing. Well, that's a wonderful detailed journey which you shared right now. And one thing which I cannot process right now is, being a girl who stammers and you found solace on stage, okay?
Yeah.
That's something completely opposite, I believe.
Right.
But since I feel that you had that upbringing and you had good teachers around you, so that it it really molded you in a way that you stopped stammering, or how it was, that's
so
one thing.
If you actually meet a lot many people who stammer, they'll tell you this, your creativity in terms of singing and your stammering works from different parts of your brain.
Oh.
So a lot of people use that as a coping mechanism, or to, you know, at least a lot of stammering happens because of your psychological blockages, some physical also, but to tame that and to bring that under control, many use music as a tool.
Oh.
Because it functions from a different part of your brain. There are people who stammer, but when you hear them sing, they will never stammer while singing.
Wow. Okay.
And also, I did some conscious practices where I would read newspapers in front of the mirror and talk to myself. So I did put in the work.
Right.
And even now, if I get very nervous or if I am not in a good headspace, I tend to repeat one thing like thrice. So that happens. But more or less, yes, the, you know, the alter ego sort of helped me cope with the stammering. And now I think it's at a good place now.
Wonderful. I mean, when you were giving your journey, okay, when you were specifying your entire journey, I sort of went back in my past, because I used to stutter a lot.
Oh.
Okay. And being on stage,
right.
Forget about being on stage.
Right.
I was also a socially anxious guy. I had like crippling social anxiety.
Damn.
So I can definitely relate with you. Okay. Being a person, okay, who was completely socially anxious. And
right.
Now all my friends from school, they're like, you are into podcasting.
You are into podcasting. Okay. I know, right?
So I believe that's where we relate as well. And
exactly.
The thing about which you said about Disney.
Right.
Okay, let me break the bubble for you, because you are not the first singer to be on this podcast.
Who was a part of Disney?
No, actually, like her name was Sky Paula, and she had told me on recording that she always wanted to sing for Disney.
Man.
Okay, so that's a dream of many people.
Right.
And you have already lived that, and that was your first project itself.
Oh my God, I just got goosebumps hearing that, man.
that's pretty amazing. And I thank you a lot for sharing that out loud, because many people have that sort of insecurity, that sort of stammering issues, that sort of social anxiety. And it's proven right now with this conversation itself that if you put in the work, you are definitely going to get the result out of it. Okay.
Absolutely.
Sometimes you just have to put in more work than the other people, but that's fine. Right.
Because more often than not, I think maine ye ek podcast mein suna tha where you will always appreciate the first man to climb Kailash Parbat or Everest.
Yeah.
But somebody who walks without the oxygen mask is worth an applaud, because that's way tougher. And I always feel universe takes something away from you, it amplifies something in a different department.
Yeah.
And you have to put in the work and you have to put in the effort. But when you do, you sort of are the best at it.
Yeah.
Because you value it as much.
Amazing. Let us transition towards your next big thing which you did in your life, and that is winning the Miss the plus size Miss India International 2023. I have to say it perfectly, guys, because it's really important. Okay.
It's and Miss Plus Size India International 2023 by Mavens.
Yes. So. Thank you so much. Okay. She is really kind that way. Okay. So winning that is a big thing. Okay. And most of the people, okay, they either, when they are not physically fit, okay, like either they are too thin or they are too fat, they have this insecurity in their minds that they are not good enough. Okay. And it's really tough to get out of it. Okay. We try a whole lot of different things. Okay. Like, I was the thinnest guy in my class. So I know, like, you know, we try different things just to make sure. My mom tried a lot of things on me, okay?
Right.
Particularly that you have to gain weight, you have to gain weight. So there are lots and lots of insecurities in the minds, okay? Mm. So when you won the pageant, okay, what did it change in you?
A lot. But first, I would like to reiterate something.
Yeah, sure.
Because your size does not define your fitness level, firstly.
Yes, of course.
Okay. So it's not necessary that somebody who is plus size is unfit, because I especially promote healthy living.
Right.
Okay. And size ke liye aapka bahut sara factors hai, aapke genetic factors hai.
Right.
Then there is also health issues. So many health issues that people go through.
Hmm.
In fact, I'd say a lot many plus size people or anorexic people take way more care about their diet and health and workout than an average, like a meso person would.
Yeah.
So, first thing that ki your size and your physical fitness levels are not codependent.
Yeah.
It can be if you're not taking care of your health, health. Yeah. But that's something that I like to put, because again, I want to break that stereotype as well.
Of course.
So, if you've seen my Instagram, I've put a post of me working out in a gym.
Hmm.
And I'm doing all kind of stretches, cartwheels, everything, because that's what I want to stand for. Right. I want everyone to be healthy. Firstly, and coming to the pageant, pageant actually, you know, people again have a notion about a pageant. Oh, this is just about putting on a good dress and makeup and just putting yourself out there. It's just a beauty pageant. No, it is personality development. Right. It is the title of your show.
Of course. Yeah.
Because, so I'll speak for the plus size pageant that I was in. Okay. A lot many women who participated in the pageant are the women who've always put their family members and others first, or their careers first, or, you know, just in general, not prioritizing themselves.
Mm.
And they finally chose to do something for themselves, to put themselves out there.
Right.
So, and most of them went through sort of a shared trauma because of body dysmorphia in some or the other way, because of the stereotype that you have against plus size people, the bullying, the name calling. So, which is why it was, the environment was very different from a regular pageant.
Right.
Because when you go to a regular pageant, maybe there's this very strong sense of competition. Everyone's want, you know, everyone wants to outdo each other.
Correct.
Here, everyone, all the ladies were beautiful souls. The team was amazing. They all constantly elevated each other. They all constantly encouraged each other to do better. Ek dusre ki help kare ja rahe the sab log, because we come from a shared trauma space.
Right.
We know what the other person has been through. So in general, the emotional intelligence in the room was high, which is why it was such a beautiful experience. Firstly, just to be a part of the pageant with such amazing people, where there is competition. Of obviously, you are out there for a competition, but beyond that, they're all well-wishers for each other. Even right now, after the pageant, sabke jeetne ke baad, they're helping build each other's businesses. How we met in Zostel, and you know, people from different professions connected, and how we are as friends helping each other. They are, right. All the winners and all the participants are doing that for each other now.
Okay.
And about plus size, when I said personality development, because you're putting yourself out there, you're putting yourself in uncomfortable zones, and as you know, growth only happens when you choose to put yourself in uncomfortable positions and try something new. So that is what I tried. The purpose for being on pageant is different for all. For some, it is for the title, to wear the crown. For some, it is a girl's childhood dream to, you know, they've seen Sushmita Sen and Aishwarya Rai, and they want to have that crowning moment and be called the beauty queen. For me, my takeaway was very different, actually. Okay. So I also belong to the queer community. And in my growing up years, I was more in touch with my masculine self. It is this phase in my life post 30 that I'm getting more in touch with my femininity. And I'm embracing femininity like never before. I thought, what better place to embrace femininity than go through the grooming sessions where they teach you to be feminine.
Right.
So I mainly went for the grooming and also to hone the Risha who was not the alter ego. I'll tell you why. Because modeling is something, matlab on photo shoots I've done modeling usse pehle thoda bahut. Whenever I am on stage or in front of the camera, even while acting, is when my alter ego shines, but those were the only moments it shined. In actuality, the Risha off stage was still very back and forth with her self-confidence. I would be okay wearing a sports bra and tights for a photo shoot, but I would not walk out in sleeveless otherwise. And that Risha needed some growth. I wanted the alter ego and Risha off stage to meet at a midpoint. And so that I could embrace all parts of myself. And last year was a pivotal year for me where I consciously chose to be my authentic self in front of the world. Which is why I came out with my, you know, sexuality, being queer. Which is why I started working on my own independent music. So it was very important for me to embrace all aspects of my personality. So pageant again was that one place where I got all of those things in place. And the Risha off stage finally had the confidence to wear sleeveless. As simple as that.
Wonderful.
So that is what the pageant did to me. And also, like I said, as an artist, as a musician, as somebody on stage, I've always wanted to advocate inclusivity and authenticity. And a stage like this, which is where the target audience is, which is hampered for this thing, it gives you a bigger voice. As simple as that. It reaches out to the right target audience. It gives you a bigger voice. It amplifies your own thoughts, ideas, beliefs. So pageantry has done that for me. It's been an overall personality development.
Wonderfully said. And I already knew about personality development, honestly, because there has been a previous pageant winner as well on this show. Tanvi Malhara. She was Miss India Multinational in 2019. And this time it's you. So I already knew about the personality development part,
right?
But what I didn't knew about is about your goals towards achieving that pageant, and I'm sure like all of the audiences right now is out there applauding you for speaking that out loud. So you know, congratulations for that,
Thank you so much.
For winning that. It's a big deal, and as you correctly mentioned that you wanted to have a bigger voice, but honestly what I believe, the day where from when I have met you, you already have a bigger voice. So
you sing figuratively, literally everything. That's my voice, the big voice.
No, I'm saying it in both ways, literally and figuratively. And I've heard you singing as well, so you know, that's one other thing which I always admire about you, and that is singing. So wonderfully done, and great goal to achieve in life as well.
Thank you so
much. This one thing which I really want to know, because you mentioned about the inclusivity. Helping each other in a competition. And that is somewhere where, you know, my spiritual community also teaches us. okay,
right.
Like you have to help each other, although it's a competition, okay, it's
right,
fine,
right.
You are out there to win,
yeah,
but that doesn't mean that you are going to, you know, cut the other person or, you know, kill the competition or something like that. You always have to help the other person, but at the same time you are out there to win, so make sure that, you know, you are giving your 100%.
Correct. You can only do that when you believe in your potential 100%,
right,
because nobody can be you. You are uniquely you. So there's nobody out there to take your place.
Right.
Which is why it is all the more important, because humanity above everything else, right?
Right.
So that's what I think, even my community, not think, even my belief system stems from that.
Right.
So
of course, I completely get that, and I completely understand that you being an educator for different artists.
Okay.
That's something, you know, many people wouldn't do. Being an artist, okay,
right,
you wouldn't try to educate other artists because they are your future competition as well.
Right.
So, honestly speaking, making sure that they conquer their stage fear, okay, is something which will make you sleep well at night, because you know that you have added value in other person's life. So how did that started? Okay, if you can share some light on that.
Oh, that's amazing. So that also stems from, let's say, me not having that.
Okay.
Initially.
Mm-hmm.
Because whatever I have learned and whatever I train my students in now,
mm-hmm,
has come from a place of experience. This is not about degree. There's no degree to what I'm teaching right now. There might be, correct me if I'm wrong in the comments, everyone. But as far as I know, when I am helping them conquer, let's say, stage fear, anxiety, posture, or miking techniques, how to hold a mic, how to project your voice culture lessons, very basics, but voice culture lessons, uske liye specialized teachers hai. But nobody's out there to tell you ki stage pe aapko ye karne se you'll elevate your performance.
Right.
That is something that I have gained from my stage experiences. And I always believe that if knowledge is not shared, it'll never be gained.
Yeah.
And even when it comes to our ancestors, any knowledge that we have gained has been Gurumukhi Vidya.
Yeah.
Right? Auditory way.
Yes.
And music is auditory.
Yeah.
That
true.
Way. So true. That's the best form to learn. For me personally, like, I'm more an audiobook person than a book reading person.
Right.
And I believe in the simplest of ways, you can impart the necessary knowledge through just speaking to them or just being there.
Right.
In your presence. How it happened to me was, I have my bandmate Sumanta, who is the karta dharta of this music institute called MMI, Mumbai Music Institute. So they were looking out for somebody for a course who could teach the students how to perform well and how to become good performers, because there are many music educators. You have classical trainers, you have Western Indian, you have voice culture teachers, but not too many who can teach you stage performance.
Yeah.
And because my journey has been tougher, like you said, we've had to work three times harder.
Yeah.
A regular stereotypical, I won't say stereotypical, but conventionally, I always, I'm just very happy seeing people succeed. Okay. So, and I'm fond of kids also.
Right.
So all of this put together, and I have been told earlier that when I was not a teacher, I've been told that I have a way to get through the students in simple language. And that, for me in general, my personal goals aside, life goals as a musician, what when all of this is not there? What when you are at the next stage?
Right.
This is what gives me pleasure. To be able to share what I've gained is what gives me pleasure. So it brought all my worlds together. Sumanta called me for teaching. I made a curriculum, and then I started teaching voice culture and stage performances, and it just makes me the happiest to see my students succeed in life.
Yeah, I can completely relate with that. I have been a professor and I still do teaching.
How did I not know that?
Yeah.
Wow.
And so I have been teaching specifically computer application knowledge to people. And when they come to you and say that, you know, I have achieved this much of marks, let's say, or I have got the job at this place, or, you know, I have won this, or I have won that,
right,
it itself gives a good amount of kick into your mind,
right,
that, you know what, I have achieved something. It feels like
your own personal.
Yeah.
And also, because you're a professor, you'll get this. It also refreshes your own knowledge.
Yeah.
While you're teaching your students.
Yes.
And if you're a student of life, then you want to refresh all of those things. So for my own selfish means also, I want to be a teacher so that I can be in touch with my artistry and skills all the time.
Right, right. And that's just superb. And, you know, we relate at so many levels. So that's a great thing.
I know.
However, all these things are amazing. Okay. Mm. But now when it comes to being a voiceover artist, okay. That's something which requires a lot of voice modulation as well.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And as a singer, you always modulate your voice in different Sufis and everything which you sing.
Right.
Right. But being a voiceover artist is a completely different
ball game altogether.
Ball game altogether. Okay.
Right.
What do you do in general so that your throat is good and you can, you know, make those voice modulations quite easily?
Okay, so when it comes to the voiceover industry, that happened to me by chance, an accident. Mm-hmm. Because I was already singing jingles.
Right.
And sometimes they are short of budget. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So they're like, "Arey, aap hi kar do voiceover." So वैसे accidentally मैंने चालू किया करना and I realized ki I have the knack for it. I won't call myself a voiceover, primarily a voiceover artist. Mm-hmm. I'm more like an add-on voiceover artist.
Okay.
Because I started doing that for jingles. And then I, again, with High School Musical, I told you, Disney. Mm. You know, I did a lot of projects for Disney where I was the voiceover artist.
Oh, okay.
And I also realized just in general, you know, I am a child within, okay? Mm-hmm. And I've always been fond of cartoons.
Yeah.
And whenever there were characters on TV, I would replicate their voices. Or So I had that knack and it helps me tap into my childlike self.
Yeah.
So what helped me with the voiceover and the changes is firstly doing jingles.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because jingle is a short format of singing, right? Mm. And every jingle ka brief is different. Sometimes you're a 50-year-old woman. Sometimes you're a 16-year-old teenager.
Hmm.
Or sometimes you are a child. And you are delivering different voices in a short span of time. Sometimes you're doing 2-3 jingles together.
Right.
So automatically you are having to switch different voices.
Yeah, true.
So वो मेरा अगेन ऑर्गेनिकली हो गया एंड ऑल्सो दैट उसके बाद मुझे कार्टून्स के लिए थोड़ा एक आध डब करने के लिए बुलाया था सो दैट बट वॉट आई डोंट डू एंड वॉट आई रिस्पेक्ट द वॉइस ओवर इंडस्ट्री फॉर इज जो लॉन्ग फॉर्मेट ऑडियो वॉइस ओवर्स करते हैं दे कॉन्स्टेंटली हैव टू मेंटेन अ सर्टन वॉइस फॉर 6-7 hours मे बी 12 hours शिफ्ट एंड दैट इज वेरी हैवी ऑन द थ्रोट
Yeah.
उसके लिए साधना अलग है उसके लिए प्रैक्टिस अलग है जो वॉइस ओवर आर्टिस्ट करते हैं विच इज व्हाई आई सेड प्योरिस्ट्स आर डिफरेंट आई एम एन एड ऑन वॉइस ओवर आर्टिस्ट क्योंकि मैं शॉर्ट फॉर्मेट में करती हूँ ये सब चीजें मैं वो कॉन्शियसली नहीं कर सकती क्योंकि वो एक्सरसाइजेस और म्यूजिक एक्सरसाइजेस क्लैश होते हैं समटाइम्स सो इट बिकॉज इट अफेक्ट्स योर वॉइस अ सर्टन वे फॉर सिंगर्स इट्स नॉट advisable to do that for long as it can hamper your vocal cords if you have not done the voiceover practices like that so for ads and ye sab maine voiceover kiya tha in general you know we are also always like I have a home studio set up at home so while I'm recording I'm constantly hearing how I sound how's my diction how's ye so again students ko jab aap padha rahe ho it has to be there are people from all over India all over the world
right
your accent has to be neutral in some way for them to understand what you're saying so aapka diction dheere dheere clear ho raha hai
right
so it all adds on to that whole voiceover things that I do so that has been voiceover
wow amazing journey and I really like how you explained the difference between singer's journey and the voiceover journey and I believe that needs to be understood by a lot of people who are new into the industry as well.
Absolutely.
So, great thing. However, you know, one thing which I would like to ask very curiously.
Yeah.
Okay. Being in the voiceover industry, okay, when you sing jingles and everything.
Huh. Okay, that is mainly the singing industry.
Of course, of course.
Yeah.
Okay, and when you do that, okay, let's say sometimes you be a 6-year-old girl or a, you know, boy, whatever it is.
Hmm.
Do you actually go into the character of it?
I kind of do because I'm also an actor, right?
Right, of course.
So it is almost like doing a role.
Hmm.
Actually, so again, this is where I'd like to bring in, even in the music industry, mm-hmm. there are alag-alag sections in a way.
Hmm.
You have the commercial Bollywood singing, theek hai?
Hmm.
Then you have independent music, jahan par you're creating your own music, you're composing, you're writing, you're also bringing in the funds because funds hote hi nahi hai. And then also you have voiceover industry and the jingle industry where it is quick bucks, to be honest. Because aapka movie songs ke saath livelihood karna mushkil hai kyunki realistically speaking, you will get maybe one or two songs maybe in a year, or maybe not even that. It's a constant hustle. So you have to find your ways to manage your finances. So jingle and live shows is where most musicians earn their bucks from.
Okay.
And then they aid the independent music that they want to do, because you don't have sponsorship for that.
Right.
So these are different segments of the music industry, per se.
Wow.
Too many things.
No, I do understand that, honestly, because me being a guy who is doing podcast and also doing a job.
Right.
So, you know, you have to manage both the things because this gets funded because of the job. But somehow now we have New Image Consulting as a sponsor. Thank you, New Image Consulting, for doing that.
Thank you.
it's really amazing. And I love the place, and everyone loves the place, right? So coming back to you.
You're asked the question of whether you have to get into the character or not,
yes,
right?
So yes,
you have to get into the character. Whenever you are on board as a service provider, you have to get into the character of the brief, be it for a music album, be it for a music director for a Bollywood song, or be it for the jingle industry. You're generally given a script, a rough script, and you're told ki this is the scene. With ads, at least you get to visually see. With also background singing jab aap kar rahe ho film mein, matlab background singing is where aapka film ka reel chal raha hai, and jo aapko background mein sunai deta hai.
Right.
So that is your BGM.
Okay.
BGM ke liye bhi voiceovers hota, tab you visually get to see. So that helps you even more to get into the vibe and the character.
Right.
So you have to sort of function like an actor who has a good voice.
That's amazingly said. So all the actors out there and singers and voiceover artists who are just getting into the industry or trying to get into the industry, these are some powerful insights. So make sure, if you feel that this has added value in your life, make sure to click on that share button and share it with your loved ones as well. Because akele laddu khana achhi baat nahi hoti hai. Okay, so make sure to do that. However, going ahead, okay, I remember when we met in Panchgini, okay?
Right.
You also told me about being a more spiritualistic person. And the way we had conversation, you had told me that before being a spiritual person, you were initially an atheist.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, does music did that to you, or what changed as a person in you that you turned from atheist into spirituality?
I think, you know, when you are younger and when you are deciding all these things that I'm an atheist, you don't really have so much insight into life to really know what you are. And I don't think a spiritual person is made suddenly. I think they are born spiritual. There is... This is the whole new podcast we'll have to do for this. But in short, I think if you're somebody who's spiritually driven, then that happens bachpan se hi. You can be spiritual through art. Just sitting to do meditation, wearing 10,000 rudraksh does not make you spiritual. At the very core of it, you have to have that hunger for growth as a human being, as an artist. And because I am a part of Isha Foundation, Sadhguru ka Isha Foundation.
Yeah.
So thoughts, beliefs, not just with him, but in general with any spiritual groups that you're a part of, is that you're on a path of elevating from anything that is very surface level. And you're on a constant growth journey.
Right.
And it is all about living in the moment, right? So when you are playing a sport or when you are performing or when you're singing and when you're 100% invested in something, like right now, you are 100% invested in doing the podcast. Right. We are here in the moment. We are not thinking about what happened in our past and what's going to happen in the future. So the crux of all spiritual gurus, whatever they say, is that you live in the moment, and that to me is the crux of spirituality.
Okay.
Just being 100% invested in what you do at that moment and to constantly be on a growth journey.
And coming back to you, and this would be my last question, I promise.
Okay.
And if people out there wants to reach out to you, okay, they want to get connected with you.
Right.
They want to book a show with you. Okay.
Right.
How can they do that?
So, our millennial and Gen Z ka primary platform, Instagram, my handle is very simple. It's just @WRISHA, which is my name. Reach out to me on my DMs. Otherwise, it's Vrisha Dutta Official, WRISHA DUTTA OFFICIAL ka spelling kya hai? OFFICIAL.com. That's the email ID that you can reach out to. So feel free to reach out for anything whatsoever, not just music related, also modeling, voiceover, in whatever potential I can help, I will.
Wonderful. But audience, I have mentioned everything in the description, so you don't have to memorize it all. Okay, you are just a click away from Vrisha Dutta, and do let her know that you have heard her on Personality Development Podcast, so that you will be the first one to get a reply as well. So make sure to mention that. With that being said, we are almost on the verge of ending this episode, but it has been a wonderful episode, and definitely we are going to do one more in the future.
Woo!
But any lasting message for all the people who are trying to get into the music or voiceover industry?
Amazing. Okay, so firstly, that you have to be mentally prepared for a lot of rejections. This is not something I say with, abhi stress aa jayega is cheez ka. No, but in general, I think failure is the first step towards success.
Right.
And in this profession, the reality is you will go through 100 rejections before you get that one big break. So be mentally prepared for it, because I've seen a lot many people go through mental health issues for not getting work. Because this is, at the end of the day, freelance industry.
Right.
So prepare yourself accordingly, but at the same time, don't lose heart, don't lose hope, keep following your passion, and believe in yourself. I know it's a very cliched line, but do not follow others' narrative of what you need to be. Have faith in your own conscience, and do what you're good at, and believe in yourself.
Wonderfully said. Thank you so much. And for more and more motivation, do subscribe to Personality Development Podcast as well. It's really a great journey for me as well. With that being said, this is Aditya Mehta along with Vrisha Dutta signing off from this episode. See you in the next one. Till then, peace out.